This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in the centenary celebrations of Shri Ram College of Commerce, SRCC, in New Delhi. Mr. Modi is addressing the gathering on the occasion. We now take you live to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address.
2013 में मेरे उस भाषण के आसपास के कालखंड की उस समय जो हेडलाइंस हुआ करती थी अखबारों की हो या टीवी चैनल्स की हो, मैं जरा आज उस हेडलाइंस में क्या क्या था उसकी एक झलक आपको दिखाना चाहता हूं। अब एक गैंग है जो क्या करेगी, मैं जो बोल रहा हूं ना उसके छोटे छोटे टुकड़े करके मेरे खाते में डाल देगी। और इसमें पहले से आगाह करता हूं कि मैं जो बातें बता रहा हूं 2013 के उस कालखंड में मीडिया में क्या छाया रहता था, जैसे एलओसी पर भारतीय सैनिकों की हत्या। अभी इस पीढ़ी को जरा अजीब लगता होगा, ऐसा भी होता था? होता था।
President Draupadi Murmu today stressed that teachers must be held in the highest esteem as they help India learn and lead. In an article on the occasion of Teachers Day, President Murmu said encouraging independent thinking in students, igniting their curiosity, promoting the tendency to ask questions and sharpening their capacity for argument and judgment are among the most useful and rewarding dimensions of teaching. She opined that it is only through such inspiring education that generations of entrepreneurs, scientists and creative artists can be raised. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu today said that a Vikasit Bharat will only be possible with quality education. Addressing the National Teachers Award Ceremony 2026 in New Delhi on the occasion of Teachers Day, the President said that a society that respects their teachers is a progressive society in right terms. The President underlined that many students come from economically disadvantaged families who are generation learners or who transition from ordinary village schools to large city schools. She noted that it is the special responsibility of teachers to instill confidence in them and uplift all such students who for any reason feel a sense of inadequacy. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India is increasingly confident in studying and reclaiming its own heritage from inscriptions and maritime trade to mathematics. Addressing annual History Prize Awards ceremony and the Dr. S.L. Bhairappa Memorial Lecture in New Delhi today, the Finance Minister said, decolonization should mean expanding the historical archive, bringing in more languages and giving a wider circle of scholars a voice in interpreting the country's past. The National Investigation Agency's Special Court in Jagdalpur has convicted all 10 accused in the Jhiram Valley Maoist attack case under various charges. A total of 11 accused were tried in the case, of whom one died during the trial. The court found all 10 accused, including two women, guilty of the murder of 29 people and attempt to murder of 15 others. The order on the quantum of punishment has been reserved for September 16. It may be recalled that in May 2013, Maoists attacked a convoy of Congress leaders in Jhiram Valley. 29 people, including senior Congress leaders, were killed in the dastardly attack. Floods continue to affect normal life in several parts of Bihar. The Ganga and several other major rivers are flowing above the danger mark at various places. The administration has intensified relief and rescue operations on a war footing to assist the affected people. In Patna, the water level of the Ganga at Gandhi Ghat, Banka Ghat and Pandarak is flowing above the highest flood level. In badminton, India's Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty continued their impressive performance at the China Masters today as they reached the men's doubles final. Indian star duo defeated Malaysia's Noor Mohammad Ayub Azrin and Tan Wee Kyong 21-16, 18-21, 21-11 in semi-final match at Shenzhen this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.